For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Hello, New Orleans. Good afternoon, everyone listening to my voice, Southeast Louisiana and beyond. Hope you are remembering you can find these shows on our new podcast. We're very excited about it. We're getting great feedback. Thank you for those who have written, to those who have subscribed. And you're saying, well, Anna, what do I do? Well, you go to your app store if you don't have a podcast app, and you simply download it. And then on there, you click it and type in my name in your little space bar, and you'll see a picture of, like, it looks like a little controller and has Encourage and Equip on it with Anna Donahue. And these shows are all uploaded, already there. And you'll be able to hear repeats of these shows if you're missing them. Very important. Because I know many of you have told me in meetings, when I see you out in the meetings, you've taken notes, or you'll pull aside just to grab that one point again, you know. We've received your emails on some of those shows. I get a kick out of it. It really blesses me that you're listening. So God bless you for that. So in finishing today and tomorrow, I've been getting bullets out there on when light shines in the darkness, what happens? We announced the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem, of course, and that was opening of the age of grace. We talked about that. We talked about how a new song was in the air. The angels were singing, glory to God in the highest. No longer a dismal, exhausted civilization. No prophetic word between the testaments of the old and the new. A new song came. We talked about how the angel said, do not be afraid, showing, man, God comes, light shines in the darkness, takes away fear. How do you know if you don't need to fear? Because the deliverer came, the savior came, the prince of peace came. You got to really go there, folks. Not just, you know, I told someone recently, I said, you can't just nod your head like amen. You got to go somewhere in your heart and really say, God, show me. I need the Prince of Peace. I need this truth. He's there all along, but you got to switch that channel and go there. You got to think about it. You've got to read it. I told another young person the other day, I said, you know, it's not enough for you to sit and listen to me preach. Get your eyeballs on the word. There's something that transpires. I'm serious. You know, do not fear was another benefit. We talked about the good news that God forgives sin. Can you imagine? We can release sin and say, God, we're sorry. If we're truly sorry, it's gone. God forgives us. And this is just coming to me. And we can forgive others because God forgave us. Talk about a way to live. What about this one? Light comes and shines in the darkness. God's got you. God's got me. Hebrews 1:2. In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. Verse 2. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the universe. He reflects the glory of God and bears the very stamp of his nature, upholding the universe by the word of his power. Colossians 1:17, part B. All things are held together by him. That's you and me. He's got us. He's got us.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.